Advanced spiritual animals. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of September 7th, 2025. One of the biggest misconceptions about animals I've seen on Earth is that people assume they are less evolved than humans. This is a very Lyrian human-centric point of view, where they egocentrically believe that they are the highest point of biological evolution. With the word biological, we can see the start of the problem here, as Lyrian humans, mostly those on Earth, are locked into a material, so-called real-world perception that heavily discredits everything that is not empirically provable. This means that everything related to other lighter realms, the astral, its levels or variations, cannot exist as part of human empirical reality, with few exceptions. This means that animals are seen only at their materialistic level, through the lens of the misconceptions of humanity and its egocentric hubris. After all, humans have a complex civilization, advanced vehicles like aeroplanes, starships, and electric scooters, and live in complicated cities with huge skyscrapers. Furthermore, humans have developed to the point where they can change and manipulate their environment to their advantage, while animals apparently do not or rarely do at any level. All this while also developing abstract thinking and complex philosophical and mathematical skills. Here, I am mainly talking about humanity on Earth because the human Lyrian species in general is not defined by this attitude toward animals. Making things worse, when talking about extraterrestrial races, we are dealing with advanced versions of animals that have developed a complex civilization, some of which can even be interstellar. The best example would be the Irma, which are objectively extra-large semi-bipedal cats and, therefore, advanced animals from the point of view of human ideas. But even when humankind, the human Lyrian species, is so vastly prolific and exists all over this galaxy, at least, their concept of being advanced cannot apply to other species who have a different idea of what being advanced really means. For many animals, materialistic life, which means depending on a complex civilization that includes advanced transportation, cities, and everything which is included in the word, culture, is indeed something that they left behind, a way of being that they have already transcended. Therefore, from their point of view, the socio-cultural stage we are in is a retrograde, materialistically locked perception of reality they no longer need, and thus it means that they are more advanced than humans. And their civilization, and that of other species who also hold a similar concept of having a civilization, for example the Irma. What I am coming at is that many animals are just the third dimension, tip of the iceberg version of a much larger creature which dwells in the astral more than in what we call the material world. Unlike the human Lyrian species, among others, they have their attention mostly on their existence in higher realms, on what happens in their astral, leaving their biological body only as one not-so-critical aspect of their entire persona. They have come to such a high point of spiritual development that we could say that their civilization is entirely in the astral realms, but that is their concept of civilization, not ours, and how it is structured many times is highly incomprehensible for the average human Lyrian. To start with, their telepathy is far greater than ours, and they are far more sensitive to subtle energies of all kinds than we can ever be as human Lyrians. The misconception that goes along the lines of, animals don't talk, should not apply to them, as those do not talk as we know language, but in their own way, fully telepathically, or with sounds which are telepathically loaded. A good example of this would be felines in general, from little house cats to the exuberant ultra-dominant Irma. House cats are capable of emitting an extremely rich and large number of different sounds, which we, as human lyrians, can learn to understand their meanings at least to a considerable degree, but from their point of view, it is their entire language. And as would be expected, especially outside Earth, those complex chirps and sounds are telepathically loaded and may exceed in complexity any human Lyrian non-telepathic language. An example of a highly spiritually developed species is the Elephantes, as described in one of my recent videos. I know the first thought that comes to mind when mentioning space elephants would be imagining them in a very large spacesuit. But even when that may be so somewhere in the vast universe, we cannot say never. At this point, the Galactic Federation does not know them to exist as such, so I was not referring to those when I made that video. I was referring to the higher dimensional elephant creatures who live with lighter astral, etheric rules that we cannot ever fully comprehend. We know those do exist because of the vast number of experiences many people, and other advanced interstellar species who are also in our same material world, have had with them. As I said in that video, in general, they are not too uncommon to find, and they always appear as wise guides. I must correct myself here, it's not so uncommon to be found by them, because it is they who control the encounter, and it is never by accident. Remembering past lives, and having so many so-called paranormal experiences, many people of all species outside Earth readily accept encounters such as the ones with Elephantes as something real, much unlike how these kinds of encounters are seen on Earth, where they are mostly, and vastly discredited, as a drunkard's delusion, for example. But Elephantes are just one of countless species, if we can call them that way, that dwell in the astral, and we can only see or interact with them whenever they decide it must be so. Many can be related to a known animal, like an elephant, a cat, or a dolphin, but most hold an animal form, or better said, a non-anthropomorphic shape we could interpret as an animal, but that we have never seen before, as the universe is full of species we do not know about, even when many are shared among countless planets. And making things even more complicated, whenever such an astral creature is found, or better said, experienced, it does not mean that there is a physical animal equivalent of such a creature, as many astral entities, or beings, can shape-shift to look like whatever is most convenient to them, for what they want to achieve while communicating with less spiritually evolved creatures, such as us, human Lyrians. This shape-shifting attribute is also exploited by abusive lower astral entities for manipulative purposes, and it is for me the explanation for why some people state that there are reptiloid shapeshifters on Earth, as some conspiracy theorists state. For me, the eyewitnesses are looking at a creature from, or in the lower astral, and that does not necessarily hold a physical third-dimensional shape as we know it to be so. But as human perception is so locked in the material world, they logically assume that the creature that they are looking at is also in the physical, and not in the astral. The fact that you are seeing something with your biological eyes does not mean that the object that is seen is not in the astral, as much crossover occurs all the time. Animals on Earth, in their full biological form, also hold their own version of spirituality, although they would not call it that way, and they wouldn't interpret anything through our lens. Many concentrate on their well-being, very much in the now, unlike complicated human Lyrians. They filter out what they do not desire, and while they apparently are doing nothing, they are dwelling in their higher thoughts, literally in the astral. The closest animal that does this all the time is felines in general. As you know, cats are so good at just being and enjoying life. We have no right to decide whether an animal is more advanced than we are or not. Their perception of reality is very different from ours, and so are their priorities and interpretations we are simply not equipped to understand. Our complex civilization, vehicles, philosophy, science, starships at hyperspace, and so on, are by no means a way to measure if a species is advanced or not. Because there are simply so many other creatures, other souls, who have transcended the need for such complications. We have no right to say that any creature is more or less advanced than another, or, in any case, it would be only through one or another of our reductionistic criteria. For example, an earthworm, from our point of view, is far less advanced than a raccoon. I understand that. But from the point of view of the soul in each creature, we have no right to decide why it needs to be an earthworm or any other animal. There may be backdrop people, and as so, there would be backdrop animals, but we have no ethical right to decide whether they are or not. We are better equipped to detect soulless humanlyrian people, because from our point of view, we have a lot more parameters for comparison, therefore to decide, than we have for earthworms. Animals are souls, animals are more people, just not using the concept we relate to the word, people. Even if some overlap, like the Irma, as they have a civilization that we can relate to, and understand as it is similar enough to ours. But from the standard human-Lyrian perspective, they are still animals. Understanding that human-Lyrians are by far not the most evolved creatures that exist is fundamental for the spiritual growth and advancement of humankind in general, on Earth and off-planet. Animals are not lesser evolved creatures. They simply interpret and experience reality with different parameters. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.